World with the Flow Radio.
BJSC.
And Rex.
It's Roll with the Flow out here with
DJC
and Looks.
El Rico.
Hey, it's a very quiet episode because we're out in public. We're not in the shack right now because a lot of times we like to stay in the shack, but we're not in the shack at this moment. But we're here to talk about birthdays, okay? And today is the birthday of the Hispanic legend, El Rico, born in
a shack.
The shack. He came from the shack. Did you make it out the shack?
Never.
Never made it out the shack. Making it out the shack is one of the hardest things that we got to do when we're out here living, because when you're out here making it out of shack, it's different than the hood. Because when you're in the hood, it's like you get a little bit of opportunities. There's jobs around. In the shack, you're out there, no one surrounding you. So let's go make it out the shack. We're going to do it together. But let's actually talk about how we can make it out the shack, because we're in a problem right now.
How are we making out shack?
No,
we're out the shack right now.
Well, we're out the shack. Well, we are out the shack. We're in a... Guys, we actually went to a Dunkin' Donuts today. We have a cocoa. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but we couldn't afford one for me.
No. So DJ AC is licking the hot cocoa off the tables right now.
The one that Luke spilled?
Yep. It's crazy how we have a special guest on the show. We don't usually have a special guest on the show.
Yeah.
We are honored to have you, El Rico.
Second time here. I'm glad to be here. I'm better than Geron the Don.
Ooh, yes. Shots.
I said it, okay?
What makes you better than Geron the Don?
I don't know. He's kind of too quiet sometimes, you know? Yeah. But no, he's chill.
Yeah, I just think that he should. Yeah, you think he should talk a little more?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a very short episode too. It was like 10 minutes.
That's because we had to catch a flight.
Yeah. Because, you know, not a real flight, because we're obviously from a shack. Why would we go on a flight? We were getting kidnapped at that moment.
We're
on a bird. So. This cocoa is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
What kind did you get?
I got Oreo.
Oreo?
I got a culada.
I'm telling you, the best Oreo, the best hot cocos is the Oreos, the best ones.
Never
best
ones, for real.
I got
red. Sounds good though. I love Oreos. It's probably my favorite, like topping.
Yep.
Unless it's.
Wooks loves this song.
Oh, Nutella commercial. This is Nutella commercial.
Nutella commercial. Background music for the show. Mm-hmm. It's a nice touch. You guys should have background music now.
That's a good idea. Yeah. So, El Rico, as as a viewer and a guest host, what do you think Roll With The Flow should add?
Well, besides music, background music, I feel like more guests too, you know, some people, you know,
right?
I don't know,
who do you think would be a good guest on the show
besides me?
Besides you, of course, El Rico.
Well, we can't say names, right?
Yeah, you gotta add, like,
okay, so twist it. Take No L's.
Ooh, of course,
he's a good guy.
Of course, he's a good guy. He's good.
Who else?
Yeah, he has no L's.
I don't know, anyone from that family, I feel like, you know, Geron the Don.
Geron the Don.
Alexa, I don't know.
This kid. So.
I'm trying to think of things like that. I can't say names, so.
Right. Yeah, those are good hosts. Those are good options. Definitely need to surround ourselves with different people, because, you know, sometimes they get sick of my voice. Sometimes they get sick of DJ AC. Sometimes they get sick of Bruce.
Ain't nobody get sick of my voice.
Ain't
of course. Ain't nobody get sick of me. I'm telling you. That's that Shaq talk. So, we got to, that's very interesting. So, how do we say additional in Spanish?
Adicional.
Adicional. Oh, yeah. Did I say that right? Adicional. Sure. Wait. Sure.
That's how you say it. Yep.
Sure. Sure is additional in Spanish.
No, I'm saying you said it right. Yeah.
Oh, correct. Additional.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What's pen? Again, it was like something.
Bolígrafo.
Yeah. You got it.
It's a ballpoint pen. I learned that from the last episode of Roll With The Flow because we're very educational on this show.
Yep.
Period, poo.
So,
how did you go? So, did you ever go back to, did you ever go to Mexico or Puerto Rico?
Yes, when I was a very small child. I don't remember any of it, but I have pictures of it. I was in Puerto Rico. I don't know. I wish I can go again because it looks fun.
Yeah, it's a nice place to be. That's what I heard.
I haven't been much places except for like Florida. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. What was your favorite vacation spot?
Florida, I would say. I went to a lot of places. I went Orlando, Kissimmee, Miami, some other places I forgot, but I went a lot of places. I had the best like motel. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, I don't like motels, but like this motel was like, it was like high quality. It was like,
ooh.
Yeah. It was fancy, right?
It was not a shack.
It was in a shack.
Anything but a shack. Those seagulls are fighting. Wow.
Ooh, they're coming again.
You call them seagulls?
They're called seagulls. What do you call them?
Seagulls.
Same thing. How do you say it in Spanish?
I have no idea. Seagull.
Hey, I think so. Seagull. So now that we see the seagull.
Seagull.
What do you call a boy seagull? A sea boy instead of a sea girl. That's corny. So, you know, as we're out here and sucking up some hot cocoa and, you know, licking it if that's what you're doing, you know, whatever you're doing. DJ AC, how do you feel about vacations?
I haven't been on many because, you know, we can dream about it.
Because we all live in a shack, of course.
Of course, we got to make it out of shack.
Imagine the Florida. I don't know. I don't even know if those were real places.
You saw pictures.
I saw pictures.
And he said, hey, look, I was there. He took pictures with the pictures. Florida.
I photoshopped myself in those pictures.
We in Florida, G. I took a picture with some guy with gold teeth as well. It was, yeah.
Like,
Enrico put some tinfoil in there, but it was a good picture though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Boots, what do you think about vacations?
In my head.
In your head?
A big one.
Yeah.
It's actual, real, pure water from the ocean.
Whoa. I've never seen that before. My tap water is murky. Dude, you know what I saw today at school? So we were doing a lab, right?
Mm-hmm.
It involved water, right? So I take it out of the sink. It was so yellow. I was like, what is this? This is disgusting. This is the stuff they come out of the water. Bro, I do not want to drink any water. Let's go again. It was nasty.
That's disgusting.
Throw it out. It was disgusting.
I'm telling you, that's that shack talk.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make it out.
I was used to it, though. So, you know.
Made his immune system strong.
Might as well, you know.
Like, when was the last time you were sick, Arico?
Last year.
Last year. See that? You drink some nasty things, you start building up the immune system. I'm telling you, you got to drink that tap water when you have some tap water. You got to make sure you're nice and strong. You feel me?
And I didn't even feel it. It was like, it was, it was some sort of, you know, worldwide, you know, pandemic. I don't know what it was called, but you know, we all know what we're talking about, right?
COVID-19.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, sometimes Enrico's a little questionable on the intelligently side.
So I didn't want to say the name; it would bring back terrible memories.
Oh,
nah, I didn't feel it. It just felt like normal, but I was sick apparently. I just didn't smell anything, which was really weird, because you know how you have deodorant, like how it smells strong? I tried sniffing it so hard to see if I could smell anything. I couldn't smell anything. I was so confused. I was like.
So you were sniffing my deodorant when I was walking around and you were just smelling me?
Like, I didn't pick up on it, but that's kind of gross.
Not yours,
it's
mine, man.
Oh, your own deodorant. Oh, okay.
I was trying to say, smell it.
You said,
I didn't think,
I didn't think that was normal.
But yeah. So that's that. Enrico.
That's weird.
I know it's weird. Thank God you definitely didn't do that.
I couldn't smell. I couldn't smell for like a day. That's
it's
it.
Weird.
It was a day, and I tried to smell like the wine, and I couldn't smell it.
You like to drink now?
No.
DJ AC, are you telling us something?
No, I'm not saying nothing.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I just said I tried to smell wine and I couldn't smell it.
You try to smell wine. Interesting.
Yeah,
no. Interesting. Did you ever suggest a therapist?
No.
Get suggested a therapist?
Yes.
Yeah, you were suggested a therapist. What happened with that?
I said no. I don't need a therapist.
Why not?
Because I think I'm fine.
Oh, that's what they always say. They say black people don't need therapy.
As long as you say
what? Black people don't need therapy.
That's what they always say. Come on, continue.
I just said I don't need one.
Why not?
Because what's the point of having one?
Well, to fix your problem.
What problem?
Well, I heard you were sniffing wine. I mean, I don't know. You're a little young to be drinking.
Exactly.
Well, that's the first step. First, you know, you look. First, you see a bunch of coke. Yeah, that's true. First, you see a bunch of coke, and then you sniff it. You know what I mean? That's just how it goes. You know.
See how it smells real quick.
And then you just say it's always around. I just look at it. I just want a little, and then you start getting hooked. Oh my gosh! So, that's crazy. So, did you ever snort the coke?
No.
Coca-Cola. Of course, because it's a family channel.
No, what's the point of spelling it? Snorting it.
Why not?
Why would I?
I don't know. Maybe you need to feel a little type of way. You sniff wine.
I think I smelled it because I...
I don't know.
Because I couldn't smell.
Does wine make you... Does smelling wine make you feel some type of way?
No. It's because I couldn't smell anything. So I went to, like, stick my nose into it. I had to stick my nose into it because I was making hot cocoa.
You're changing your
No, I was making hot cocoa and I couldn't smell it.
But she's lying.
So I was smelling. I was like, maybe it's not that strong. So
she's a heavy drinker.
So I couldn't smell it.
That's
so.
The hard liquor.
Oh my god. No, I couldn't smell it. That's how I found out that I lost my smell. And then I tried smelling candles and stuff.
Smelling candles.
Candles are good to smell. Yeah. You know what the best candle to smell is? Yeah. I like vanilla. Vanilla candles are the best.
I like the love or whatever ones.
The love one?
Lava.
Lavas.
I know this one. Scent?
Lava.
Yeah, lava. Sweat, drugs,
I like to smell a burnt
rock.
That's what happens, you know, when you're near, Hawaii in a shack. But it is what it is.
Hawaii.
Same country as Hawaii.
We're in Hawaii now.
Yep.
Well, we're in the same country as Hawaii. That's all I gotta say.
So Hawaii.
Wherever that, you know, state is, right? I mean, you know, wherever that place is.
You need to just...
I think he needs to lay off the coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coke.
You're stupid.
I prefer the term dumb. But let's go.
Dumb? It makes it sound less harsh?
Yeah, of course. Like, you say someone's stupid, right? If I go up to you and say, you're stupid, and then they go like, excuse me? And then if you say, you're dumb, they'll be like, ha, ha, funny.
What?
No. So if I go up to you, right?
I don't think people...
I'm just a stranger. I think we should get some strangers involved.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think that would be wise.
For the show? But we're out and about. Oops. Guys, you think we should get into the people in the show?
Yes. People that you know.
Okay.
Do what you want
to
do.
Okay. We're in a restaurant. Oh my gosh.
Wow. First time in a restaurant.
It's Papa Gino's. It's so exquisite. Check the tables out.
So exquisite.
They're clean.
Yeah, they're not made from
rocks.
A log.
Oops. Oh, it says it's Papa's 60th birthday.
Hey,
just birthday. Like El Rico.
Hey.
They got the same birthday. Oh, my.
60th birthday.
Wow. El Rico, you think you're going to look like that when you're 60? He looks good.
Hope
no way. You got a nice mustache. No
I sure hope.
Nice sunglasses. You got the hat. Come on. You could party like that.
Party like that.
Look at that.
Oh, you could party like that.
Oh,
you could party like...
Oh. You could party any way you want to party. Party.
Look at the party. You're like Julian. Mort.
Yeah, Mort.
Move it. Mort.
But you know, Enrico also met Shrek. And he can. Yeah, he did.
Can Shrek. I can. You want me to do it now?
Yeah, let's see how you sound, Shrek.
Alright, what do you want me to say? You want me to say, like, what he says in the movie?
The movie? I thought you met him in person.
right near the swamp, in the shack.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. Yeah. We watch movies sometimes, you know. We're not that on. Yeah, movies. You know what I mean?
Movies. Doesn't sound that familiar.
You want me to do it right now? Okay.
Yeah, let me see.
All right. Yeah. Dunke. Onions have layers.
They do have layers, and that's so true. You know, that I think that was a deep sentiment from Shrek when he was mentioning that, because not a lot of people know that there's layers to different things, like a cake. But he said no.
He's like parfait,
and it was like
no.
Yup, that's crazy. That's so crazy. Because, I mean, we all got layers inside, just like Shrek was trying to say. There's a lot of different versions of us, you know, because Shrek is an inspiration to us all. You know what I mean? Imagine being an ogre getting with a princess. That's crazy. But she was an ogre, too, so that's a fact right there. You're not going to find nobody. Yeah. So I'm just saying, just because you think you find someone, then don't mean they all fine and all, because they got an ogre side, too. Okay? Okay. Just because she look good don't mean she can't turn into no ogre. I'm telling you. These hoes ain't loyal. So, we're not going to go start a story on that.
I mean,
What's my name?
Roman.
Thank you. We're not going to talk about my story.
Talk about all the women he gets. Yeah.
Whoa.
The player he is.
He only has one that's playing.
Playing you. I thought you were the player.
Why are we saying this on the show?
I thought you were the player.
The thing is, hold up. I was really busy for some time. I didn't see anybody for a long. Okay, I feel like I'm really getting into it. Can I feel the passion behind it? But I gotta calm myself. So I didn't get nobody because the thing was, I was really busy. I couldn't even see my friends at one point. So I just dropped a bunch of girls just naturally. They just, you know, they didn't want to see me. Even this girl didn't want to see me that much because I didn't see her. And then I'm like, you know what? You free this day, da 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 da. I hope she doesn't see this. I hope she don't see it. She better not know. Because I feel like she might be some stalker chick, too. Mm-hmm. Not like a stalker, but I got to stop talking. I got to watch my mouth.
I said roll with the flow.
No. Okay, so that happened. And then she mad cool. But the thing is, I can't commit, right? Because the thing is, I thought she was all that. You know, I'm like, oh, no, you know what? She might be really cool. I might, you know, think about it. But the thing is, she's talking to her. She's talking to her ex, though, still. So I'm like, she still probably got feelings for him. And every time he comes back, now she got COVID now. Now that he's back, now she got COVID. I'm saying too much information.
Yeah.
They better not. I'm telling you, if anyone finds Robert the Flow, we're going to have some issues, yo. Okay? That's all I'm saying. So that's what happened with that situation. So now it's just, you know, I'm not going to take her serious or anything. I have a feeling she's going to see this.
You're good. But thanks for the info.
Yeah, so I was a player, but the thing is, like, I don't have a lot of time on my hands because I got some situations. So I think that a lot of people should only have, like, I think I should only have two options or three and it'd be good. But I'm rambling on.
Have, like, one option. I don't think you should have one.
El Rico, that's what they all say. I'm telling you, that's what they all say.
That's what all normal people say.
You know what he said?
What? Who?
He was like, oh, I wanna have two, and maybe one day I'll marry both of them.
This is the old times where you can marry four people at once.
Hey, man. People still do it today.
Yeah, but, like, those are third world countries.
Hey, like, we don't live in a shack. So
they don't live in a shack either.
But there's rules. You gotta... You
answer with 50 wives, bro.
But there's rules. If you're gonna have more than one wife, you gotta have money. You gotta have money.
It's kind of hard to have more than one wife. You have to pay attention to all of them.
Yeah, and imagine all those kids.
You're always going to like one more than the other, and then you're eventually going to just get with them.
If you have one,
I 100% think so. Because eventually, the longer time you spend with them, the more and more you're going to know about them, and the less you're going to like about one, and then the other you're going to like more. So
That's true.
It's never works out. Like, ever. So...
Rico putting y'all on the game, polygyny. Just saying.
Well, I'm just saying because you know I know you have a very different view than I do.
Yeah. It's okay though because we're all friends. This is like my boy.
This is my boy.
Yeah. We always had a good relationship.
Yeah. Ever since you had the mohawk.
Yeah. Ever since I had a mohawk, I had an epipi, and I had a lot of different things. You know.
Very questionable haircuts, but it all worked out in the end.
Now I got braids.
Yes.
They're not braids, they're twists.
Twists, whatever they are.
Yeah.
So
DJAC did them.
DJAC did not do them.
Yarn.
Yarn?
Yeah, that's yarn.
Yeah, I guess this is what happened. It's crazy though.
You couldn't afford pink. What do you mean they're pink?
So yeah. You guys got me really touched up on this subject. Cause I got really disappointed about that. I was all up in high spirits, and then you had to go mention that situation. Cause the thing is, I'm really cool. I don't want to talk about the situation. So I keep thinking about it now. I'm like, damn. I thought it'd be nice to have one girl, and she was so special. But nah, she not. So I guess that's just how it is, though. But yeah. Rico, you got any thoughts
on that? There's plenty of fish in the sea, so, you know, you don't get hung up on just one girl.
Oh, you heard that, hung up? Because you can get caught. That was deep.
I meant, like, don't, like,
you know, get caught tripping.
Don't just, you know, have feelings for this one girl, especially if you're doing stuff like this. You know?
I know, but that's why, you know, I can't take it serious. You know what I mean? That's like a little side thing going. Hopefully you don't see this. I'm not going to say your name. G with the tree. What? That don't make sense. I'm gonna change your name to something. Catherine.
What?
Okay. No one knows a pretty Catherine. I mean, no, Catherine. You that came way too close to the name. You better shut up. But yeah, that's. Wow, you got me deep. Yeah.
Don't get too deep in it, man.
I know. It's okay. It's okay though. It's okay. She only for the side though. Regardless on what she wants, she only on a side, you know?
She for the streets.
But you know what they say?
I don't understand. You keep calling her a side, but you don't have nobody else.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm married already, though.
Married to
the game. I cannot cheat. You know what I mean? There's a lot of games. So I got a lot of different wives going on.
I don't think you have time for that right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, one's okay. Yeah. Well, the thing is, I prefer two. Mm-hmm. Two's max, you know. Mm-hmm. Two's a good thing for me right now, but you know, that's why am I getting like talking about this? We're talking about birthdays.
No, we were.
I don't know how this conversation transformed.
We've been talking about birthdays for the past 15 minutes.
We left it at after we said Papa Gino's birthday.
Yeah.
And then we stopped.
Yeah.
Vacation.
A lot happened. Well, we got Alrico some egg rolls from Sticks.
Thank you very much for those egg rolls, by the way.
I almost did it.
And, we grew it from the garden.
You grew it from the garden. Well, thanks for taking the time and effort to grow those next to your shack. I'm sure it costs a lot.
We got some stuff from the cocoa leaf.
The cocoa leaf.
And some then, peanut butter. We got them peanuts and we put it together and we call it Snickers.
Snickers, yes.
Snickers. Not from the zoo. From
the Oh, wow. We broke.
Yeah.
Couldn't even pay to get in.
We had a sneak.
All right, guys. I think that's it, though.
That's it.
An episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you guys have to get going on.
Of course. All right. Roll with the flow.
DJC.
Looks.
Alrico.
And we out.